Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, coming to you live here on Thursday, October the 6th at 7 a.m. Our most recent advisory issued at 5 a.m. this morning. I'll give you all the details on Hurricane Matthew, a very powerful, dangerous hurricane now over the Bahamas as a Category 3 with maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour, and we are forecasting additional strengthening. Don't be surprised if this makes it to Category 4 before it gets to Florida, and it could come ashore on the east coast of Florida sometime tonight as a Category 4 hurricane, and we'll be talking about the hazards in a moment. But first, the particulars on the storm's motion, moving northwest at 12 miles per hour. Going to be getting very close to Nassau in the Bahamas in a little while, and then move through the northwestern Bahamas and then start approaching the southeast Florida coast. We are already seeing the outermost bands starting to arrive on the Miami-Dade and Broward coastlines. Those don't appear to have sustained winds of tropical storm force in them yet, but later on this morning into midday, you could get that first band with tropical storm conditions, and that means that time is rapidly running out this morning to take whatever last preparations you need to for your safety. And I want to call out especially to people who are in areas that have been told to evacuate on the east coast of Florida and anywhere northward, especially though in the southeast coast of Florida, for example, in Palm Beach County, in the zones A and B there. If you've been told to evacuate by your local officials, which you have in those zones, you need to get out now. Time is really rapidly running out. You need to save your life, get out of the storm surge prone areas, storm surge, the deadliest hazard of all historically. And if you're told to evacuate, don't evacuate vertically, because if you go, say, to the 25th floor of a high-rise, you're just buying yourself another category, stronger on our Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. That's not a safe place to be. And this could come ashore as a Category 4 hurricane. Looking at the forecast path, forecasting major hurricane to be near or right on the coast as we go throughout tonight, tomorrow, and perhaps into tomorrow night. Remaining a major hurricane throughout this time frame, and then once we get north of Florida, it could still be near major hurricane strength. Hurricane warnings now into Georgia, hurricane watches north of Altamaha Sound, and then going into South Santee River in South Carolina. That means, as we go up the coast, the hurricane warnings will probably be extended northward, and the conditions will go downhill starting in midday today in southeast Florida, and then proceed northward from there. It's not just about the wind. In the much the same areas that we have hurricane watches and warnings, we also have our prototype storm surge watches and warnings. The prototype storm surge warning means that there is the danger of life-threatening storm surge in those coastal areas. And again, your action, if you are told by a local official to evacuate for storm surge, then you get out and go find someplace safe from the wind out of the storm surge prone area. And once we get the hurricane getting a little bit closer, we'll be able to refine exactly where it might come ashore relative to the center being onshore or just offshore. But whether or not the center comes onshore, hurricane conditions expected in the hurricane warning area later today and tonight, conditions going downhill this morning. Prepare if you're farther north today. Act this morning if you're in southeast Florida in the warning area now. Updates later here from the National Hurricane Center.